Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us and tuning in today to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We've got a great show lined up for you, as always. But first, we've got some great information we want to share.
Well, yes, there's been a lot going on. There has been so many things we've discovered over the last year, but we want to talk about something that it's actually a medical device that we've been dealing with. It's called the Avicen. Now, the Avicen is all about raising your blood temperature 1 degree and increasing your microcirculation. Now, microcirculation in your body, it's actually the largest part of your circulatory system that nobody pays any attention to, because it is that last mile to the cellular level. It's all those little capillaries that carry the blood to that level. And by raising the temperature of your blood, it thins it. It makes it more efficient from a microcirculation point of view, and your nutritional level and removal of toxins is greatly increased. So we've been having great results with it. We actually know people that have bought some of these machines that have now come back and bought more for their family and friends. And here's what's important.
Running through Monday the 18th at 3 p.m., and they're running a special. Normally, the machine is $39.99. You can get it now for $2,700 free shipping. That's it. That is the price of it right now, $2,700 plus free shipping. But you have to go to newlifeventures.com/intentional healing. That's newlifeventures.com/intentional healing to order your machine. Don't miss out on this. It's not going to be back for an entire year.
Yes, and when you check out, you must put in capital letters the word health. That's the word health in capital letters, and you get this huge reduction in price. We bought it at full price, and believe me, it has been worth it. So check it out, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So you know, our world is about hustle, distraction, and busyness. We're so caught up in it. Is it any wonder why we don't have time to discover who we are or why we're doing what we do? We'll have a chat with Scott Hamilton. Yes, that Scott Hamilton, Olympic champion and cancer survivor, about his call to live your days. And we'll find out how his life shifted when he started to live his days. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yep, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing. They're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, we have a very special guest today, especially for all of you skating fans here in Seattle. And we know how many there are and how many there have been over the years, because it's Scott Hamilton. Now, you know, if you were born on the moon, you might not realize he's the most recognized male figure skating star in the world. Mm. He actually won 70 titles, awards, and honors, including an Emmy Award nomination. An Emmy, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Into the and an induction into the United States Olympic Hall of Fame. He's a privileged member of the World Figure Skating Hall of Fame. We know he's gone on to be an announcer. He has been involved in many projects, but a lot of you may not remember that he's also a cancer survivor. So we have a lot of things to talk to him about.
Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, it's such a great, fun honor to be a part of this, and let's have some fun.
Well, yeah, and one of the reasons you were my favorite skater is because when you were on the ice, you had fun and you brought joy to all of us watching. So I just wanted you to know that you were absolutely one of my very favorite skaters, and really missed it when you retired. Really missed it. So
what's it got to be five times the amount of work for 10% of the return on investment.
So, well, there you go.
Father, so you know you have to weigh all that and go, okay, do I need to work 10 times harder than I've ever worked just to be almost half as good?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just stay home and watch my son take his first steps and speak his first words and you know, do that. That sounds like way more fun.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a little bit about your cancer experience. A lot of our listeners are younger and they may not remember this. A lot of our listeners will. But we're really curious about how that might have changed your life, your perspectives on life.
It changed everything. I mean, it really, honestly, it just was, you know, I always joke around that old Yogi Berra quote, you know, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. And for me, that was a huge fork in the road. And, you know, I was living large, you know, I was doing Stars on Ice and we were selling out everywhere. And it was a 60-city U.S. tour and then 12 more in Canada and then television specials, competitions, commentary. It was like this big career. And it was just like, you know, it's like something's missing. Something isn't right. Something is off, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew that something wasn't really doing. And then I started having some abdominal pain and it got worse and worse and worse. So about 50 cities into a 60-city tour, I decided I thought I had an ulcer. So I was going to go in and get some Tagamet or whatever they get for an ulcer. And it was there that I met a great doctor and he put me through a series of tests. And he sat me down and he said, you have a mass. And I go, well, I mean, you know, look at me. Nobody's ever used the word mass in description of me before. So this is kind of interesting. And he said, no, it's either benign, malignant, or something else. And it was then that I realized that I was being diagnosed with the same disease that killed my mother 20 years before. And the fear was extraordinary. It was just like I was completely, like I'd never felt that kind of fear before. You know, it was just, I'm going to diminish, I'm going to suffer. I had all these thoughts in my head that were all negative, right? They were all just awful. And then I honestly don't know if it was 5 minutes, 5 seconds, or a nanosecond. All that fear was instantly replaced. It was like a flip of a switch. It was like it was instantly replaced with a sense of courage and power and mission. And I just decided that in that moment, I said, well, I got some work to do, but I'm going to be back here on this tour next year. And that was my whole kind of like, I'm going to be back on tour next year, whatever it takes. You know, I'm coachable. I'm a good student. I'll be the best patient they ever had. And I want to get through this. And so I still didn't even know what kind of cancer it was. And so then that night after I did the show that night, and then I got on a tour bus that I'd rented for the last month of the tour because we're doing all these really small cities and the travel was kind of like weird. And I just thought, well, I'm going to just fall off my wallet for the month and get a tour bus. And so it's just ironic that I got this tour bus and I was able to go from Peoria where I was directly to Cleveland. And I went in the next morning, the very next morning for a biopsy at the Cleveland Clinic. And it was the next day after that, after they did the pathology, that I was diagnosed with testicular cancer stage 3. And they had the regimen down, the proven protocol, and they said, you know, you have testicular cancer. And I started laughing. I said, I don't want cancer there. Can it be anywhere else? And they said, no, it's definitely that. And I was like, well, it's not going to work for me. It's got to be something else. And they said, what's your problem? I go, well, I'm a public person. And these are my boys. And I don't really want to be talking about them publicly, you know, for the rest of my life. And so they just said, you need to take this thing seriously. And I said, you know, I really don't. You know, I don't need to take this seriously. I'll be invested and I'll be interested, but I want to do it my way. And then my mother came back to me all at once. And she would say things like, oh, this chemotherapy, I finally found a way to lose all this weight. Oh, this chemo is awesome. I've wanted to quit smoking all these years. Now I have no desire. And I love chemo. My hair is so difficult and these wigs are so much easier and so beautiful. So I was like, I want to be her. And yes. So I made a rule that no one was allowed in my room during chemo unless they made me laugh. And so people show up in skinhead wigs and Beagle Puss glasses, and they'd bring movies in and just whoopee cushions and whatever else it was. And my nurse treated me like an 8-year-old. So that was pretty awesome too. So, you know, it really taught me that I needed to control my space and that I could choose to do this in a different way than just allowing the disease and the treatment to dictate how I was going to respond to it. You know, like, no, I respond to it. It's up to me how I deal with this. And I can choose to create an environment that allows me to look back on this period of time and remember only the laughter.
Yes. You know? Yeah. I have to tell you, Scott, it's so powerful how you dealt with this and such an empowering message for people, because attitude and the way you embrace what is in your life, which is very difficult for most people to embrace what is because they want to fight against it, particularly if it's something that conjures up a tremendous amount of fear in a person, and particularly when your life is on the line. A very, very powerful message for people. We talk about this on the show all the time, about embracing what is to the very best of your ability, basically to go with the flow. And what you did really triggered an amazing immune response, I'm sure of it. One that doctors could have never given you on their own. And this is really a powerful thing to do.
And it all starts with a decision.
Yes.
You know, and it's a lot of people feel like they're subjected to whatever the conditions are.
Right.
And, you know, we live in a time where fear is a weapon. You know, fear is it undermines everything. Fear forces people to make decisions and do things they never would do in any other time. Right. So we just got to stand up and, you know, and look and say, well, I don't really want my life, you know, owned and operated by fear, and it really doesn't do anything to help me. It doesn't really make me more capable of rising above my affliction. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm not going to be fearful. I'm just going to respect whatever it is I'm up against.
Right.
And I'm going to move forward. Yes. You know, I had a telehealth meeting this morning with my medical oncologist about my brain tumor, and you know, it's growing again, and you know, it's just in, you know, I mean, breaking news. But it's like, it's okay, you know, I've held it off for 4 years, and and now, you know, there's options, and you know, as we advance science, there's more, you know, when you get to that point of having to pull the trigger on something or not, you know, whatever that is, you do it with all the information. And it was that, it was like, oh wow, you mean there's, instead of just one option, there's three now? Can you send me all the data?
Well, you know we're gonna run off to a break here, Scott, but we're gonna talk about this because you do have this program called Live Your Days, and you know, on Conscious Talk we've been talking about this for now, you know, in our 20th year. And, you know, your story, like powerful. So many others, is powerful and very, it's a real teachable moment for most of us. So hang on, folks. We're going to be back with Scott Hamilton after these messages.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com www.conscioushealing.org/intentionalhealing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And now more of you are, you know, back in your cars again, listening to the show on your way to work. And we always remind you, because we want you to be safe, you know, pay attention. But if you miss parts of the show and you can't write down how to get in touch with our guests, that kind of thing, don't worry about it. Every guest has a guest page, and on that will be their information, you know, a bio, a replay button for the show. It's all there, and you can, you know, as of midnight of the day that you're hearing this now, you can go back and listen to it for free, or you can go to any number of the podcast services like Podcast One. If you go to podcastone.com/conscious-talk, or, you know, on your Apple services, it's all there. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our very special guest today is skater Scott Hamilton. And I had to say skater because I know everyone will recognize you if I just say that, Scott. And you told a very powerful story in the first segment about your attitude toward dealing with testicular cancer that you had, and that you just received a message just recently about a brain tumor that you have. And yet here you are smiling, powerful, making choices. And you made a very, very powerful point in the first segment, which is one we talk about on this show all the time, that our real PowerPoint in life is our ability to make choices. And you keep making a very powerful choice for yourself to uplift yourself and move through whatever's facing you. And you created a program called Live Your Days. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, it actually, we thought of it 4 years ago. It came out of my diagnosis, my third brain tumor. Mm-hmm. And, they caught it early and I wasn't symptomatic at all. I was actually kind of surprised it was there because I'd had surgery 6 years before. And 6 years before that, I had radiation on the same tumor. So it's a recurrence. And, you know, mm-hmm. every 6 years, it's like, I think I found a pattern emerging here.
Right.
And so it's like, the second brain, the first one was radiation. And, you know, they just bake your brain. And that's probably mm-hmm. the reason why, you know, I wear two different color shoes half the time and can't remember my name. I have no idea. But it's like the second time was surgery. And there's a small, like, single-digit percentage of patients that have complication, and I did. There was an artery that really wasn't where it normally is on most other patients, and they nicked it. It became an aneurysm, and one surgery became nine, and it was kind of complicated. So when the tumor came back again 6 years later, by then it was like I didn't really fear it anymore. The first diagnosis of it was like, wow, all questions will be answered, because I had a childhood illness for 4 years that put me in and out of hospitals when I was little. And all these years later, after I stopped skating and I go through all that, I'm diagnosed with a brain tumor that I was born with that normally shows itself due to lack of growth and development. So it was kind of miraculous that I look on this tumor and it's like, wow, this tumor kind of was with me throughout all of it. And in its own way, made life what it is today. You know, it's a longer mm-hmm. story. But so the second, the first one ignited my faith. The second one was like a kick in the gut. And the mm-hmm. third one was one of these ones where I said, you know what? I'm fine. I'm 100% fine. And they go, what do you tell your children? You know, this was in an interview I did for people.com. And I said, well, I'm going to go home. And they're going to say, is your brain tumor back? And I'm going to say, yes, it is. You know, and it's like, why would you do that? And it's like, because that's how my mother told me she had cancer, and she didn't allow us to fear it. Right.
Yep.
So why, I'm going to just be joyful in every situation, because it really makes a difference. Right.
Huge.
So I did this interview and it was viewed 35 plus million times because I think people just needed to hear that it's okay. You know, we're going to get knocked down. We're going to have our moments, our periods of struggle, and we just got to just work through them. Right. And so, just that attitude was, I guess, sort of contagious. And so in it, I said, what I've learned throughout all my, as I call it, my unique hobby of collecting life-threatening illness is that, our bodies are extremely vulnerable and fragile to a lot of different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be sickness, injury, cancer, whatever, life, but they're also incredibly phenomenally resilient, right?
Yes, yes.
But ultimately temporary, mm-hmm. right? So I'm looking at this going, okay, so knowing all of that, knowing that, I'm going to face difficult times and I'll, I have a very good chance of rising above them, depending, right?
Right.
But I have a very good chance of rising above it because our bodies are meant to survive. They're surviving every moment, but ultimately they're temporary. How am I going to do this, right? Mm-hmm. How am I going to live my days?
Right.
And so I was working with a marketing group, 5x5 agency, and we were coming up with a new platform for me to speak. And they listened to my interviews and then they came up with the whole, it came out of an interview I did, I just got to live my days. Right. This is like the carpe diem of this generation. Right. I'm like, wow. And they go, what do you think? And I go, I think it's awesome, but I don't think it's time now to do it. It just doesn't feel right. It's the wrong message for me to do right now. And I don't know why. It just doesn't feel right. It just feels a little bit like a square peg. But I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And it's going to be in my brain, you know, rattling around. And then 4 years later, we're in the second month of the COVID lockdowns. Mm. And Shannon Litton from 5x5 called me and she said, now? And I said, yeah, now. Now. Mm-hmm. We really need this message now.
Yes.
Now we can take control of our own lives. We can live bravely. We can live productively. We can live in ways that are extremely, again, showing that resilience. And we live without fear. You know, mm-hmm. it's like we just live without fear. We respect our environment, but we don't allow it to dictate our joy and our happiness in life. And going back to that interview, my wife was being interviewed and they asked her, they go, you know, like your husband talks about joy under any circumstance. And they're like, well, what's that about? I mean, really, really, mm-hmm. come on, mm-hmm. joy under any circumstance. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting around the corner listening because I was really curious on what she was going to say. And she said, no. Joy isn't the lack of fear and suffering. It's how you go through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right? Yeah.
So
that's the magic sauce right there. Is
there it is.
It's not. Yeah. We're going to be fearful. We're going to suffer. Mm-hmm. There's not a person on the planet that hasn't suffered or isn't going to suffer. Suffering is a huge part of who we are, and that's not a downer. It's just life, right?
Right.
So it's if you can be joyful in your condition, no matter what it is,
yep.
then you're probably going to be okay. You know,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there's something very important, something else very important. It's something that we've been saying. It's kind of been a theme of ours and our separate life stories is that we've come to the conclusion that, you know, we're the Earth School guys. You know, we talk about consciousness, et cetera. And, you know, what are we doing here? And everything is for us is what we have learned. Everything is for us. Now, sometimes in the present time, because that's something that you talk about, it's difficult to see it. But if you adapt that attitude of everything is for us, even if I don't learn immediately why, mm-hmm. it'll change your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it can change your circumstances.
There might be a mountain of scripture that supports that.
Yeah.
Attitude, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, what we always, you know, when we first met each other, because we had, you know, been on a similar path, didn't know each other. And when we met each other in our 40s, we both adapted this attitude about having gone through all of the difficulties we had with cancer was that, you know, what are they going to do? Kill us? I mean, you know, we've already been through everything, so you know, what's the worry here?
Yeah. And yeah. The not that we don't have fearful things that happen in our lives like you, Scott. It's how we handle it that makes all of the difference. And with an attitude that everything is for you, everything, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels in the moment.
Oh yeah.
This is
the best thing that ever happened to me.
Absolutely. Yes, of course. You know, and you and Rob and I and hundreds of people we've counseled will say exactly the same thing. Cancer was the best thing that happened to me. It changed my life in profound ways, in the best ways possible. I mean, you can't look at it and say it's a worst thing that happened to me unless you're on that side of the line where you're determined to suffer even more. And that, again, is a choice that we all get to make here on this planet. Well, folks, we're here with Scott Hamilton, extraordinary, extraordinary human being. Scott, you're living a soul-filled life as far as we're concerned, and we love it.
We want to
hear more about Live Your Days when we come back from these messages. Folks, you're listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and it makes a difference because of people like Scott that we get the privilege and honor to interview. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut. or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Scream it loud from the rooftops.
Conscious Talk delivers.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we mean it, tuning in, inward, where you find everything that you need is available. And it's available because we're souls on a mission here to rise up, to grow up, to expand our level of heart space and consciousness. And that's what we talk about on our show, Conscious Talk. And we have a very special guest today, Scott Hamilton. If you want to learn more about Scott Hamilton, you can go to scotthamilton.com. I believe that's the website, is it, Scott?
That's one of them. There's a bunch. There's
a bunch.
.com, which is my speaking career platform. There's scottcares.org, which is my cancer foundation, where we are, as we say, turning cancer upside down. And then there's liveyourdays.com, which we launched just a little over a month ago. And it's really been fun to see this thing grow. It's Live Your Days, you know, again, came out of that interview I gave for people.com. And it's really a call to presentness. It's really to understand that we have so many days on this earth, and we have to be really intentional on how we live them. And, you know, it's really been fun to hear about people going through our 30-day challenge. Each day you'll get an email of encouragement and a little bit of an assignment to do each day. And it's really amazing how when you just, you know, you get that each day and it just becomes a part of your routine, it allows you to look at things in really powerful ways. Like, and I'll go, in any of our challenges, we never will tell you to run a marathon or anything like that. It's not like that at all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
Good.
Grateful for and why, you know, it's like, sit down for the next 5 minutes and just breathe. And it's like all those things that we give ourselves permission to do. And now they become part of these like daily little habits that we get into. And it just adds quality to our days. And it allows us to kind of take ownership instead of the tail wagging the dog. No, we're the dog. We wag the tail, you know?
So yes.
It's really about, you know, really understanding, you know, that it's not, you know, we don't get to choose the number of days we live. We just get to choose how we live them. Right. Yes. So it is that kind of message of, you know, let's do this. Let's do this as well as it can be done. And let's allow our lives to be of incredible quality and joy and inclusiveness and community and all the good things. So, you know, Live Your Days it's really been fun. We have a store. We just felt we had to do that because when you buy something just to remind you to live your days, that money, you know, some of the proceeds go towards cancer research. So with that, Phil goes back to that Scott Cares bucket, you know, funding research and doing good things within the community. And then there's the podcast and, we've interviewed some really amazing people. Week one was me, I guess, you know, just to kind of set up, you know, the standard or set the stage for what's coming next. And, and we had Rob Roberts. We all know Rob Roberts as an incredible television personality, cancer survivor, and activist, and just an amazing woman. And just to talk about her life, things that no one probably knew, like her father was a Tuskegee Airman. How's that?
Wow.
You know, all those things, right? So it's all of, and then Marcus Whitney, who's an entrepreneur here in Nashville. And I'm almost like so close to being a stalker fan. It's unbelievable. But, he came on board and just talked about, you know, just, you know, really taking charge and taking ownership of your life. And it's all rooted in how we spend our time and building ourselves up. And and then, you know, then there was Christy Yamaguchi, you know, born with a deformity in her feet and legs, and she became an Olympic champion. What kind of hurdles can we look at ourselves as rising above? And Bart Millard, you know, I think he's next week. He talks about, you know, just being a broken home, child abuse. Dad was a monster who, his dad found the Lord and became the man that Bart wanted to be. I mean, the full redemption story of that, and just his perspective, and it's just an amazing interview. And Kevin Nealon, the comedian on Saturday Night Live, we've been dear friends for a long time, and he talks about, you know, just putting your head down and being ready for when your moment comes, you know. And there's so many incredible talks within this series of interviews that just allow people to be entertained and enlightened and inspired to not only get to know more about what life can offer based on choices, but also, you know, what we can rise above and what we
can do. Well, hold that thought because we're going to rise to some
quick
commercial support here and a quick break, and we'll be back with Scott Hamilton.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, but hey, if you just tuned in, we've been talking with Scott Hamilton, and of course you can find the whole interview at ConsciousTalk.net. Just put his name in the search engine, you're going to find his page, and there'll be a play button there, or download it on your favorite podcast device and service. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we are here with Scott Hamilton, and we are just flying high as kites today, Scott, being in your energy, listening to your message. This is the kind of thing that uplifts people, and boy, do we need it right now in the world. And you were telling us your amazing, we'll get into that in a moment, but tell us again how we can tune into your amazing podcast.
Well, it's liveyourdays.com. It's everything is right there. And I even think the video versions of Live Your Days are on YouTube. You can find them there. But it's it's been really fun to kind of learn how to do what you're doing right now. And that's, you know, interact with interviewees and really get to know kind of what their message is and what they have to share. I mean, you know, we all are. You know, I always say, you know, what does a diamond look like when you pull it out of the ground? You know, it looks like, you know, like a dirty little thing, right? But, you know, the more you chip away at it, the more you kind of are able to kind of add brilliance to it. And that's kind of what life is, you know, we're a diamond that just come out of the ground and now we just got to chip away and polish and do all these things in order to really sparkle. And and so, you know, when with Live Your Days, it just became this amazing entity that has allowed me to stay busy during the lockdowns. And I really enjoyed, you know, just all the interactions I had and just the dreaming of, wouldn't it be great to develop an encouragement platform, positivity during one of the weirdest, most stressful times in our lives. I mean, I've never lived through anything like this, nor has anyone else. So if we can give people the tools to give them a distraction, give them a perspective, give people, you know, sort of the ownership of their lives in order to say, no, I do this. Like no one's going to tell me exactly how I'm supposed to feel right now. I decide, and I decide how I'm going to respond to it. You know, it was a great quote I heard in the 1980 Olympics, you know, where you know, an athlete just said, you know, it's not the events in your life that define you. It's how you respond to them. And it's true. It's like, we can deal with just about anything, you know, and depending on our response it sets the stage for next.
Yes.
And so, you know, when I had cancer, yeah, it was all about fun. When I've had my brain tumors, it was all about, what's my mantra today? Well, this one is, it is what it is and whatever it takes. It is what it is and whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. And then in my second one, I'm big on eights. You know, I love eights. I was born 8/28/58. So anytime I see an eight, I just know that God's winking at me, right? You know,
right,
it's like,
right.
Oh, God, right. So, you know, it's like everywhere I went in the second half of my adventure in 2010, after the surgery didn't go as planned, I would see eights everywhere. And I knew I was going to be fine. I knew I was going to be fine.
Yep.
In fact, I was supposed to be released on 8/7 of 2010. And I went blind in my right eye. And so they kept me overnight to see if I could get the vision back. And I realized that at the end of this adventure, I wasn't supposed to live in August. I wasn't supposed to leave on August 7th. I was supposed to leave on 8/8.
Yeah.
And so I went home and just started getting healthier and getting stronger and just responding to all this 9 surgery or 10, including my shoulder. But it was just one of those things where it's like, no, it's perspective. It's really looking at sources of inspiration that can put wind in your sails and just get, you know, just get you to where you need to be in order to be joyful under any circumstance.
I bet the doctors and nurses absolutely love you.
I'm a really good patient.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a very experienced patient.
Yeah, you're experienced and you're extraordinary as a patient, and they've got to love that.
Right. We keep looking at it from the old attitude of GARP, you know, that you become disaster-proof in certain ways. But we have a lot to work through.
Yes. So, and what you were getting with the eights was what we call God winks. Those are God wings. Absolutely.
I have a whole Squire Rushnell story for you. It's at another dime. It's hilarious because he wrote that book, When God Winks.
Uh-huh.
And there was a whole story in there. But it's really funny how when we tune our minds and our being into, you know, understanding that there's no such thing as coincidence, that I learned this from Jim Gash, who's now president of Pepperdine University. He said this in a sermon that he gave. He goes, there's no such thing as coincidence. There's only God's scheduled opportunities. And now when those little things happen, you know, it's like, wow, you know, this is an opportunity. I'm going to just grab this moment right here and just really understand that this is supposed to feed me somehow. This is supposed to, there's something here that's supposed to happen. I'm not sure what it is, but I want to participate in it. It's that, you know? So, you know, there's so much about this life that's so hard and so challenging. But I've learned through my skating career and everything else I've done in whatever business, if it's easy, you know, you don't really embrace it the same way.
No, right? you don't really appreciate
if you respond to
it.
A challenge fish effectively. Then it's like, yes, but if it's like,
yes, if it's too easy, we don't really appreciate it in the way that we do if we're challenged by it. And there's something about that challenge that gives the spirit an opportunity to rise up.
Yeah.
And that feeling is joyful when it does.
But what I also like is something that we've discovered over the years, and it's been the theme of our show of having people that have attained certain things come and share it. Because when they share it, you know, it feeds the rest of us, you know, the newer generations. I mean, just look what happened in skating, you know, what it was like when you were there and you know, competing and what they have accomplished now based on the foundational moves. You know, the quadruples and the, you know, whatever. I mean, how far can it go? You know, I always wondered, it's like watching the Olympics, the guys that do the high diving. It's like, okay, how do you do the, you know, 4 flips and the 2.5 twists and a jackknife the first time, you know?
Practice,
and not die.
Belly smack, you know, it's like, to learn. Pain is a powerful teacher. It's putting yourself out there and it's understanding that, you know, especially in the most difficult times, those are the times when you can learn the most.
Yeah.
Those are the times when you can really understand just how strong and how powerful and how resilient you can be. And, you know, I was asked to do a TED Talk in Nashville, and I said, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, anything you want. It's like, that is not helpful. You know, it's like, I have this thing that happens in the back of my mind, you know? And when I was diagnosed with brain tumor number 3, all I heard was get strong, get strong. Yep. I didn't know if that meant, you know, physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. So I said, okay, eat all the above. But when I was thinking about what to talk about with TEDx, you know, in Nashville, I just kept thinking of suffering. So I went on the TED site and I go, has anyone ever talked about suffering? And there was like, no. It was like, well, I guess it's kind of a downer, but it really isn't. You know, it's sort of one of those things that we can just, okay, we're going to recognize this now and we're going to talk about it now because this is a common thing that we're all going to do. And it's all about how we respond to it. So I basically said that, and you know, it's a longer one, but I summed it up by saying, you know, when we get to that fork in the road, it isn't a left or right fork. It's an up or down fork. And, you know, you can choose 3 things. You can succumb, just go down that hill, just go down, 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 and allow it to, you know, just destroy you. Or you can just stay at the fork, not go up or down and adapt. But that, you know, now you're not going anywhere. Or you can take the climb. You can take that high road, that steeper climb, and you can evolve. And you can be somehow better than you were before. And so it's like, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to succumb, adapt, or evolve. And it, and that's kind of the stuff of we're all going to go through difficult times.
Yeah.
It's how we go through them that really allows for that period of your life to have meaning and to have purpose. And so, you know, the whole live your days thing is kind of that. It's like, you know, we're here to encourage. We're here to be your friend during, you know, a stressful period of time. We're here to challenge you each day for the next 30 days to do some fun things. And you can do it, that 30-day challenge, every month for a year if you want, you know. But
we're going to put the website out there. The website is liveyourdays.com. And, of course, you can go to scotthamilton.com.
And scottcares.org as well.
And you'll probably find a whole bunch more.
Well, Scott, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us here today and uplifting all of us. We love you. God bless you. And folks, we love you too. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.